EMD or OS antimicrobial misuse. The misuse and overuse of antimicrobials is considered one of the world's most pressing public health problems. According to the CDC, 47 million unnecessary antibiotic prescriptions are written in doctors' offices, emergency rooms, and hospital-based clinics annually in the United States alone. Widespread antimicrobial use is the main selective pressure responsible for increasing resistance in community and healthcare facilities. The end result of widespread use is loss of antibiotic effectiveness. Antimicrobial misuse. Misuses of antimicrobials include the following: prolonged empiric antimicrobial therapy without clear evidence of infection, treating a positive clinical culture in the absence of infection, failure to narrow the antimicrobial therapy after a causative pathogen is identified, prolonged prophylaxis, excessive use of certain antimicrobials. For example, widespread use of fluoroquinolones has led to the fluoroquinolone-resistant strain of C. difficile. Societal overuse harm. From a societal perspective, overuse hinders the ability of physicians to treat certain infections. To illustrate, let's look at a few of the more recent examples of antimicrobial resistance. ESBLs are found in common gram-negative bacteria, such as E. coli and K. pneumoniae, and they confer resistance to all beta-lactam drugs except the carbapenems. CREs are gram-negative pathogens that are resistant to most antimicrobials, including carbapenems that have been useful for multiple drug-resistant pathogens until now. Antimicrobial stewardship is critical to preventing antimicrobial prescribing habits that provide an environment conducive to such a resistant pathogen. Patient misuse risk. Inappropriate antibiotic use increases the risk for medication side effects, adverse events, antibiotic resistance, medication interactions, anaphylaxis, prolonged hospitalization, additional financial costs, patient duress, and mortality. Examples of patient misuse include stopping use of an antibiotic once they feel better, using antibiotics left over from a previous illness, pressuring providers into writing prescriptions for them, sharing prescriptions with others. Antimicrobial misuse interventions. The World Health Organization has produced a guide outlining how to intervene to prevent antimicrobial misuse, titled Antimicrobial Stewardship Interventions, a practical guide. In it, they detail a variety of methods separated into interventions prior to or at the time of prescription and interventions after the prescription. These interventions are listed at a high level below. For more information, see the publication. Interventions prior to or at the time of prescription. Clinician education. Patient and public education. Institution-specific guidelines for the management of common infections. Cumulative antibiograms. Prior authorization of restricted antimicrobials. Delabeling of spurious antibiotic allergies. Interventions after prescription. Prospective audit and feedback. Self-directed antibiotic reassessments by prescribing clinicians, antibiotic timeouts, antibiotic dose optimization, antibiotic duration,